Prediction time here on Coast to Coast. Final hour to go here. So let's reach into the vault and look at some of the 2014 predictions. Here's one. Ray in Gainesville, Florida. Obama's approval ratings will increase to 70%. David in Lake Tahoe, California. The party may be over and the U.S. will lose world reserve currency status. Kerry in Washington. A person from Arkansas will win the lottery, then die. The family will not be able to collect. I don't know if that happened. David in Holman, Wisconsin. There's going to be more earthquake activity in the U.S. and more volcanic activity on the Pacific Rim. I'll give him that. Our old Tom Danheiser said a significant decline in the murder rate. But he also said people are going to mellow out. Not true, Tommy. Not happening. They're more uptight than ever before. Terry in Ohio. President Obama will be known as the war president. No. Price of gold will drop. That's happened. And that I will be called upon to keep the calm. Sue in Dayton, Ohio. Our food supply will be contaminated by radioactive fish from Fukushima being used as fertilizer on food crops and cattle feed. Boy, I don't know if that's true or not. Billy in Louisiana. Partial collapse of the U.S. government due to Obamacare. Not yet. And the U.S., according to Bruce in Jackson, Mississippi, the U.S. will move significantly towards civil war. I'm reluctant to push the button. I'll just give it a one. He's pretty close. We've had some issues in 2014. We'll be back in a moment and take more of your calls next. George Norrie back at you here on our prediction night show, and again on our New Year's night show, psychics for 4 hours plus your calls. They've got some incredible things to say about 2015. Let's go to Jenny in Marion, Illinois now in the wild card line. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, George. I'd like to wish you and all your listeners Happy New Year.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my call. I've got two predictions, actually. One is a business one, and one is sort of ufology, politically oriented.
Okay.
The first one is a business prediction. My prediction is that Facebook is going to implode. And when I say that, I think that there's going to be a max exodus of people and businesses leaving Facebook, and the stock market price is going to drop. And when I come up with this, it's sort of a business analysis intuitive prediction.
Yeah.
He's made several business decisions this last month that affects Facebook. He's made the search very restrictive, and he's also cut the ties with Bing. And it's making it really hard to get into Facebook and do things that you need to do. I'll just say it like that.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be really difficult for people.
So Facebook's going to take it in the face.
Right, exactly. Good way to put it. Okay. The second prediction I've got is there is the... I guess the Senate hearings that Mr. Bassett's been conducting, that's going to affect the congressmen and the senators, and there are going to be, I would say, three. I'm seeing three step forward, and they're going to be revealed as hybrids, and they're going to be of the reptilian genre.
Wow.
I can't tell you who they are. I wish I could, but you know, they're politicians anyway, so.
They may all be that way.
They may be all reptilians, right.
Listen, I also think of myself as an expert on accents, and you weren't born in Marion, Illinois. You're from someplace else.
How do you know that?
I can tell. I can tell. You're from, like, Tennessee or Kentucky or somewhere.
I travel around, I guess is what I'm saying.
Am I right?
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, I'm at Marion tonight. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, enjoy. Thanks for the predictions, and we'll see what happens.
Right. We'll see you next year. You have
okay.
a nice New Year. Thank
Great.
You. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When you talk to so many people over so many years, you begin to hear accents. And, you know, it was not as easy when I was just doing the Nighthawk show in St. Louis because you had a lot of people from the Midwest there. But when you're doing a national show, you pick them up from everywhere. And I know the accents. So I was right on that. Let's go to Vicki in Knoxville, Tennessee. She's got a prediction, and she's going to sing. Vicki!
Oh, my goodness. Hello, darling.
And there's there's Tennessee right there. Hi there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a time prediction. This one, I just feel like that you're going to get another grandchild.
Oh, my God. I've got six already, but I'll take another one.
I feel like this one's going to be a grandson.
Okay. Well, we've got...
How many do you have so far?
We've got I've got two grandsons and four granddaughters.
Okay. Great.
So maybe we're going to balance
the
playing field.
Seven's a good number.
Now, the question is, of the three kids, which one's going to have the kid? Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy.
It'll be a surprise.
All right.
Okay.
So that's the prediction.
We're still doing the singing?
We're still doing the singing. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, we've got two more segments of singing. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is Vicki.
Yes.
Go ahead, Vicki.
Okay.
Today. Did you forget the song?
I'm almost.
Or you're just trying to get into the mood.
Okay, yeah.
Vicki,
Good old acquaintance be forgot and never call to mind. We'll raise a glass of cheer, my dear, for old anxiety. For old anxiety. For old anxiety, we'll raise a glass of cheer, my dear, for old anxiety.
I like that. You did a good job. Hey, what movie was this? What movie was this line it from? Ready? You ready? I need you to guess this.
Okay.
Daddy says whenever you hear a bell, an angel grows its wings.
Oh, that was at Christmas with... the Christmas thing, you know.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
The one with Jimmy Stewart.
Great actor, Jimmy Stewart. Uh-huh.
Classic. Okay, well, our judge has got you recorded down here. We'll see how you do, Vicki. So stay tuned for this segment. We'll take a few more songs, a few more singers, and then he'll make his decision. Then we'll have one more batch of singers right after the break. Let's go to Jim in South Bend, Indiana, east of the Rockies. Jim, welcome to the show. What's your prediction?
Yeah, Happy New Year. And my prediction is that Obama will federalize the local police departments with an executive order.
Oh, really? A prediction I hope doesn't come true, but that's got a possibility.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we'll put that down. Thanks, Jimmy. Next up, we go to Sal on our Skype line in Los Angeles. Hey, Sal, go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Happy New Year. I listen to you every night, and I listen to you in L.A. and Hawaii. When I fall asleep, I listen to you in Hawaii and KVHA.
That's super. Good. So you got a prediction, and you're going to sing.
Yes, I do. Okay. I predict with these... low oil prices, unfortunately, I think we're going to have a major conflict in the world somewhere.
You may be right about that, and it could be Russia.
It could be Russia, but it could be one of the large countries. It could be the U.S. It could be China. It's all about how they, implement what they need to do as far as, I don't know, creating puppets, toys. What do you think?
Well, you may be right. So let's see what happens in 2015. And Sal, go ahead and sing.
Okay, here we go. Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? Of kindness yet, for auld lang syne, and surely you'll be your pint stout, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet, for auld lang syne.
Well done, Sal. Well done. All right, well, we'll see what happens there. Well, that's two singers. I want one more, and then we'll wrap it up when we come back after the break with another set. And again, you're going to get five books from past Coast to Coast guests, or even some books from people who didn't make it to become guests, but they sent in their books anyway. Let's go next to Melody in Lincoln, Nebraska. Hello, Melody. What's your prediction?
Hi, Thorne.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing.
Well, as far as predictions go, I'm really excited that you're going to have Glynis McCants on tomorrow, the numbers lady.
She's the best, isn't she?
She is wonderful. I mean, she really inspired me with her book, so I'm really excited about those predictions tomorrow. But with that in mind, I know it's going to be an 8-year, so I'm pretty sure next year we're going to have a lot of financial scandal, but also a lot of people out of nowhere becoming, you know, millionaires.
Yeah, so, we should all be that lucky.
Oh, but some people will lose everything. Eight's not necessarily an easy year. So that's my prediction.
Okay, and you're going to sing for us.
I am.
Okay.
Okay. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? Old lang syne, my dear, old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. And here's a hand, my trusty friend, and here's a hand o' thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for sake of auld lang syne.
Well done.
Thank you.
Let's see what our friend, the judge, David Hines, has to say. David, we have three people, Vicky, Sal, and Melody.
I'll be honest with you, George. This is tough. These are good.
This was
a tough round. Yep. It was very tight, and you know, I have a very specific scale.
I mean,
that
you're
I can't
an old
reveal.
Program director from Springfield, Missouri.
Yes.
You know music.
I've been a musician professionally since I was about 15.
What do you play?
I play horns. Anything you can blow into. I was in the Army band. I've done a lot of stuff
good
like
for you.
That.
Okay, so
that doesn't matter. It's not about me.
Who's the winner?
It was very close. Just a point separating everyone, but Sal is the winner this time.
Sal wins. I would have thought you would have picked, Vicky did a good job, but I would have thought you would have picked Melody here.
Melody was very, very close, too. But Sal just pulled it through.
Sal wins.
I can't take it back now. Sal wins.
Okay.
All right.
Better call Sal. Or that's Saul. All right, so you've got that, and you've got those addresses, And we'll see what happens. Okay, let's go back to the calls now. Chesterfield, Missouri, know it well. Michael, welcome to the program. Mike, go ahead.
Wow. Amazing, George. Love your program. Incredible.
Thank
what
you.
I want to ask the audience and you is, does an organic label make you more susceptible to buy that product, which is incredible? I think that's great because genetically modified foods, we know, have glyphosate, herbicides in them. These are bad. These are things that cause inflammation, disease, and things like this. If you eat the food that your grandparents ate, you'll be okay. But now, George, I'm left with this opinion, and a lot of my friends don't understand this.
No, and also the organic costs more. A lot of people would be more apt to pick the cheaper food.
Yes, well, of course, and if you're a person who is on a limited budget,
you got to do it.
Well, you're going to grab the mac and cheese at 39 cents.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Organic stuff at 79 cents.
Good point. Well, that's but there's I don't hear a prediction here.
My prediction is that organic will take over conventional stuff in 2015.
Okay, that's a great prediction. Michael, thanks for that. That's a superb prediction. Let's go to Dan in Peoria, first-time caller. Hey, Dan, go ahead. Welcome to the show. What's your prediction?
Thank you. I predict if Obama continues and completes his term that we're going to see the run on the banks. People are going to start pulling their money out because there's not interest anymore be gotten, and people are going to be afraid of it, just like the old times. And then also that we're going to see no middle class at all. It's going to be a complete distinction between the poor and the
rich.
And the rich. I mean, it's already headed that way. And I hate myself for telling.
That's a license for disaster, too. You know that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I hate being so pessimistic, you know, but it's just what I see written on the wall. That's just the way it is. And I just think there's going to be a complete collapse of the banking system and then also the stock market.
Is this based on gut or based on something that you've been studying?
Well, internet. And Ron Paul's got a lot to do with, my feelings.
Yeah.
He's predicted quite a bit of this, the collapse of the dollar and such. But the more I think about it, you know, we can't even agree on raising the minimum wage, you know. So how in the world are these people that are graduating high school and college, which are thousands of them every year?
Oh,
where,
no,
where the jobs
no, no
come
doubt.
From? We're going to have millionaires and we're going to have poor people.
That's... Okay. Well, we've got a lot to look at next year when we do this again, come prediction time, because I think some of these predictions are going to be pretty darn accurate. And when we come back, we've got another batch from the vault of 2014. We're going to pick several more singers and wrap that up as well. Fast night indeed. And don't forget, we'll be live again for you tomorrow night. And then we're into it, folks. That's it. No holidays for a while as we get through January, February, and we do our thing. Just unbelievable how fast 2014 went. I'm George Norrie, back with more on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, there's just about a week left to pick up the Holiday Magic Coast Style CD to benefit veterans charities. We all donated our voices and time to get this done for them. So you can go to our website, coasttocoastam.com, and simply click on the picture of the CD, and it takes you to amazon.com. And you can order that, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Lots of people have. Okay, here's our final batch of 2014 predictions. Marshall from Florida. Apple will create a tablet for which they will be fined for copyright infringement. I don't know if that happened or not, honestly. Charlie, CJ from Tampa, Florida. This November, we will see many incumbents lose their job. Millennials will put their names on the ballot and run for office. Well done. Cornelius from Alexandria, Louisiana, who called earlier. We're going to see the NSA clamp down on civilians and the Tea Party, and the surveillance society will come into full force. Wow. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Tony, Charles Manson will be taken to the infirmary and will die shortly after. Well, he actually got married. Patrick, Rochester, New York. The American people will accept the protection from the U.S. government. Linda from Normal, Illinois. We will figure out who the Antichrist is. Obama is exposed as not being the real president. Terry from Indiana. Jennifer Aniston will hook up with Steve Ducheney. No, she's dating a guy named Justin Theroux, I think, the actor-director. And Obama, according to Greg in Pennsylvania, I always say president, by the way, I'm just reading the predictions. Obama is looking for ways to abolish the 22nd Amendment, which, by the way, sets term limits, so he can remain in office. But he also says race wars will be engineered. I don't know if I want to hit that button or not. We don't want that at all, do we? Anyway, we'll come back. Final singers, final predictions on Coast to Coast AM. Well, less than 20 minutes. Those of you in Hawaii will be celebrating New Year's. And I just want to say Happy New Year's to you now. Let's go to the phones. Final callers, too. Anne in Pompano Beach, Florida. What's your prediction, Anne? And you're going to sing for us.
Yes. Great. I believe that Obamacare will be defunded. And I wanted to thank you for that wonderful show with Leo Wanta, the 11.5.
Yeah, that was Richard Surrett did that. Yeah, that's a strange case, isn't it?
It was riveting. And I think it's interesting where people learn to sing the song. And I sang it. My grammar school teacher in Manila, American School in Manila, taught me this dynamite duet.
I love it. All right, you want to give it a try?
Yes, I'll keep it short and simple.
You got it.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? Old lang syne, my dear. Old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne.
Well done, Anne. Well done. We'll see how you do, okay?
My church likes me.
I love it. When I was younger, I thought this song was about an old lady named Lang. I did. I really did. I hear people say old lang syne. I thought that's what they were singing about. Let's go to Sean in Spokane, Washington. Welcome to the show. Sean, your turn. Hi there.
Yes. Hello, and thank you. I really wanted to say, first of all, thank you for having a network to where every single person can have a voice heard here.
Well, thank you.
That's a great legacy to leave for all of us.
You're very welcome.
Now, I had three things, and I'm really going to go out there. So the first thing is Seattle's going to win the Super Bowl. But when Seattle plays, they're going to be up to 27 points within the 3 points, either plus or negative of that. The other team will be about 17 points, plus or negative about 3 points.
You want to go out on a limb and predict who they're going to play?
Patriots.
All right. That was a prediction we had last year.
The second one would be a new discovery here on Earth. That will be an animal. That will be mammal right here on the North American continent. It is already here. They're just not aware. They will find it and actually have proof. Kind of like when they found the bear up north.
Okay.
There are other mammal species. Also, some of our space probes will actually validate that we do have resources, both known as well as unknown, that will help profit us.
All right. These are great predictions. We'll write them down, and we've got our staff that types these all up, so we've got them ready for next year. Let's go to Ray Nice in Reading, Pennsylvania, east of the Rockies. You just want to sing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'll start right now.
Sure thing.
For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll drink a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne.
I love that. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
David, we're going to go with four during this segment. There's two more people who want to sing, and, of course, we've still got time for more of your predictions. But we're going to go with four singers. Let's wrap up the singers first, and then we'll wrap things up with final predictions. We go to Long Beach, California. Hello, Joey. What's your prediction?
Hey.
And go for it. Hi.
My man, George, you know, you're an expert at accents. Well, I'm not kind of an expert at doing accents because this ain't the way I sound normally. You know? You've got to know that.
Okay.
You know, I could, you know, Rapsal Rizzo on the East Coast, too. Anyway, my prediction, I think Obama is going to get embarrassed pretty – I think he's going to get it in his face. I don't think it's going to be like a heavy political thing, but I think personally he's going to be kind of heavily disgraced because he really did sully out the American public. On a spiritual level, I feel that there's a number of people who are holding the grid together, so to speak, on an ethereal level, and I think that more people are becoming aware, and I think we're going to avert some pretty serious disasters this year. We're not going to have as bad a year as some of the naysayers think. And I feel that really strongly, that people are coming aboard on a higher vibrational level.
God, I hope you're right.
That's what I feel. You know, it can't hurt to spread the word.
That's right. That's right.
And lastly, I think that there's going to be more UFO activity, and it's going to be more publicly seen.
Yeah, Peter Davenport thinks that, too, from the UFO Center. He thinks
really?
There's going to be a lot. Okay, and you're going to sing?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Here we go.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old anxiety? For old anxiety, my dear, for old anxiety. We'll take a cup of kindness yet, my friend, for days of old anxiety.
That's Joey from Long Beach, California. Thanks, Joey. We're going to go to one more last singer so David can pick the final winner. Gary in Los Angeles, and it's your turn. Predictions first, Gary. What do you got?
I just have one. Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
My prediction is a little bit similar to the last one, but I predict that the spiritual changes will happen, will start for Mother Earth and its people this year.
All right. I like that. And go for the song.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old anxiety? For old anxiety, my dear, for old anxiety, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old anxiety.
All right, that's Gary in Los Angeles. Let's now go to our judge, David Hines, to pick between Ann, Ray Nice, Joey, or Gary.
All right, George, they all had some very good things. Joey put a little grease on it there.
Right at the end.
And that was, I'm going to be honest with you, George. I think that it was down to Joey and Greg, and Joey just pulled it out by putting the grease on it there at the end. I thought that was maybe a little extra style. He got a half a point for style, which is what pushed him ahead.
So he wins.
He does win.
It's like American Idol.
It is. Although I did not use the word pitchy.
No.
Not yet. I guess
okay,
I just did.
Okay, so you've got all four winners for me. Give me the list after the show, and we'll get the books mailed out.
All right. Well, we do a couple of, I think an honorable mention, though, should go to Greg and also Melody, because they both did a fine job.
So I'll send them a couple books.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That sounds great.
Okay. Let's go to Sharon now. Crane, Missouri. What's your prediction, Sharon?
First of all, Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. You too. You too.
Okay. I think there's going to be an earthquake in the New York City area. There's a fault that runs, I think, somewhere close to Manhattan. And I believe it's going to happen somewhere around May.
Do you know how big?
I'm not sure, but I hope I'm really wrong.
I hope you're wrong too, but we'll record that. Thanks. I'm predicting that I think it's a prediction. A small asteroid hits the planet. Don't know where, land or sea. But I'm predicting a small asteroid actually hits the planet. Not a meteorite that blows up in the atmosphere, actually hits the planet. That's my prediction for 2015. I've got a whole other list of them, but that's the one I want to pass on right now. Let's go to Xander in Manhattan, New York. Boy, that place was busy tonight, wasn't it, Xander?
Yeah, happy 2015, Mr. Norrie. I got a pretty good prediction for you.
All right,
I got two for you. One, I believe that Obama will be held accountable for the Obamacare. And two, he will no longer have the power. Oh, one more thing. I got one more prediction for you. This will be another Bush versus Clinton battle, and I believe that Hillary Clinton will be the first female in office.
Wow, those are major predictions. Lots of people predicting Obamacare disasters. We'll see what happens with that. Boy, that clock has started, hasn't it? Bob's in Warren, Ohio. Welcome to the show, Bob. What's your prediction, sir?
How's it going, George?
Good, Bobby. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Well, I had a prediction in 2009, 10, that came true, that you would be on the air during the day, and you were, and it's never heard you on during the day before. It's always been at night.
Somebody must have run the program early.
Messed up. And I believe you're doing a terrific job. You've touched on so many topics that overall, I believe, show the big picture of everything. It's awesome what you're doing. I have a doozy of a prediction.
All right, go for it.
And like all my predictions, I won't limit to a year. It just don't seem to work that way. This one, it will be 5 to 10 years. I believe that there will be a division in the United States, that we'll have our traditional president, and I believe a leader will rise up amongst us, will seize or take 3 states and become a king.
Huh. All right, but no, really no time limit, 5 years, maybe
five
more.
5 to 10 years, yes.
All right.
Yes.
We will watch that one, too. The clock is ticking because I want to wrap things up with a special little song and everything else, but some program notes for you. We'll be live for you tomorrow night. It's Psychic Night with your phone calls as well. Those of you who continually want to get through to the program and pass on some notes and messages to me, it's george@coasttocoastam.com. That's the email, gets to me. And make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Special thanks to all of you who are Coast Insiders. Truly appreciate what you do for this program. And if you want to become a Coast Insider, you simply go to our website, coasttocoastam.com. It is simple as that. Now, 2014 was quite a year for me. Some pretty amazing things happened. And as many of you know, some very sad things happened too. But through it all, it was you and this program that got me through some of these tough times. And we look forward to carrying Coast to Coast to even further heights in the years to come. And we're going to share with you many, many things in these new years. Some will be good, some will be tough, but we'll get through them all. And for Dan Galante, David Hines, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, George Napanot, Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you in our next edition. Until then, Happy New Year, everyone.